31 girls, one cheerleading director, one photographer, and one happy island. This is the 2012 New England Patriots swimsuit calendar shoot.
From Aruba!
After a late-night arrival, the 31 New England Patriots cheerleaders start the calendar shoot with an early morning meeting.
Definitely need to have the coffee. It's going to be a long day.
The first long day of this long week is filled with introductions and information, beginning with the cheerleading director, Tracy.
Good morning, everybody.
You guys really excited?
Yeah.
For the calendar shoot, 2012 calendar shoot.
Yeah.
We're here in Aruba shooting our 2012 calendar. It's the fifth year that we've been in the Caribbean. Personally, this is my 18th calendar, and it showcases the cheerleaders right from the beginning of the year, and we want it to be different every year.
Well, first, we'd love to introduce to you today our wonderful new photographer, Gen Nishino.
This is the first year coming into doing this calendar. I am working with a group of girls. They are so awesome, each and every one of them.
We are really, really excited for this shoot. It's kind of brand new photographers this year. A lot of rookies on the team this year, 31 cheerleaders this year, so the calendar's going to have a new look, a lot of double shots, which makes it super sexy, super spicy. I'm really excited. The fans have something great to look forward to. Are you guys excited?
Yeah!
Yes. All right, so we're going to get started soon. Have a great day, and I'll be calling you and letting you know who's shooting soon. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, just a card.
Oh.
So it did not come off the plane.
And with that, they were off.
Let's see, where are we? West? East?
Either one would be great to start with. She is the most confident.
Yeah.
Tracy and Gen made a plan for day one, and they would start with one of the veterans.
All right, let's go get, and then we'll go take a walk.
Okay.
All right.
We're already in front of the partner.
Okay, so Trish, you're going to go first.
I know.
All right, this is your suit, as you know.
Yes.
They're going to go make you even more beautiful than you are now, if you can believe it. All right, have fun. Good luck.
Thank you.
Right. See you in about an hour and a half.
All right, wow.
Okay. Have fun.
Going.
Keep going.
Ready.
Do you have any tricks?
Trish was ready to begin the week of shoots and give a welcome to all the rookies.
Hi, rookies. Welcome to your first photo shoot.
Because I went first and I've been on the team last year. I was a rookie. Wanted to give them some perspective on what it's like and give them some advice.
I feel like being a rookie, you didn't know what to expect. And if you were just a blank slate.
Team bonding is one of the most important aspects of the week together in paradise.
Initially, you're definitely a little bit nervous, but it was great to have the ability to talk to the vets because they really helped to calm us down and teach us from their experience, which is great.
I'm Kelsey. This is Cassie. I'm one of the line captains on the team this year, and she just made the team. She's also my roommate on the trip, so we're having a lot of fun.
It's a morale boost for the ladies. It grows them right at the very beginning of the year.
I wish I was that girl sitting there with palm fronds over my head. Why can't I be that girl?
With that, a smiling Tracy kicked off the first shoots of the week. But after 6 hours and just two shoots, the team arrived on the beach for Brittany Lynn's sunset shot.
Perfect. See those tiny little movements? That's perfect.
As Gen works to establish his rapport with the girls, he's helped by the beauty of the Aruba sunset.
Does that, like, look like it's
Well, Brittany, Lynn, and Tracy can work on having some fun.
Is that right?
I mean, you want me to just roll?
I don't know. No, because Brittany Lynn's shoot ended perfectly, and that was really important for the morale of the overall shoot, to have the cheerleaders realize, you know, they can do this, I can do this, the photographer can do this, we can do this new program together.
Very nice.
Oh, I like that little movement.
So it's Tuesday now. We've got four shoots done, and we're moving into a really busy day today.
Yeah, gotta move, gotta move.
Good morning, Amber.
Step over here into my parlor. Thank you, Monster X. Nice.
After Brittany's shoot on Monday, excitement and nerves grow for the other 26 girls who have yet to shoot.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be done.
You look so good, too.
Did she tell you when you were shooting?
No. Sarah's going to help me with my poses.
And they'll need that practice posing for their shoots.
Our cheerleaders, since they're not models, they're used to more static poses. And Gen's way of working his photography is beautiful. It's more fluid motions.
It's like a work in progress. And you know what? I have to be honest. I change my mind all the time. I change it constantly. And I always say, you know, because I don't know what I'm looking for.
But amateur or not, some of these girls are making a big impression.
Tracy, you have some really pretty girls here.
I know.
These are so pretty.
While Catherine may be a natural as a rookie, Tracy and Gen are having trouble finding their rhythm.
Where's Tracy?
Right here.
They look a little weird to have branches coming on top of her head.
I've known Tracy for a few years, but not well. And this is the very first time that I've worked for her.
I mean, is that the composition that you want to...
I mean, the shot that you set yesterday, you could see the side of the tree with...
The week started off a little bit slow. He had a different way of working with the shoots and the photography than our past ones had.
You want to see that?
It was a great learning experience for us, but it made me a little bit nervous, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Well, I mean, it's different than what we started at.
We all came into this, rookies, having no modeling experience, so working with Gen was really great because we had a clean slate.
But no matter the challenge, inexperience, or unfamiliarity, everyone rises to the occasion.
Oh, good.
Thank you so
much. You did such a great job. You did such a great job. You were so nervous for nothing. So nervous for nothing.
You're nervous?
It's gone. It's gone.
I was really nervous, as I said, and he came up to me and told me he wanted to shake the nerves out of me. So he literally took me by the shoulders and shook me, and we were laughing hysterically. We got some really great shots of that, so he was fun.
Catherine, in her first photo shoot, has established herself as one of the stars of the 2012 calendar.
All right, here we go.
But as the day went on, the girls were faced with some real danger.
Are you breathing? You looking at me? Jordy? Jordy, are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
She's heavy.
Got her.
Have her sit down. Yeah.
Got her.
I got you.
Okay, you got her?
I got her.
Okay. Okay, you just passed out. Honey, you're just hot and sweaty, okay?
Sorry.
It's okay. You just got hot and overheated.
You're okay.
Oh, she needs water. Sit up for a minute. She just needs water.
I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah, I just got like...
Yeah, I just got so hot, like all of a sudden.
The heat this week was a lot more than what we expected. We had to worry a lot more this time about the sweat and about a dehydration. This was one of the most difficult shoots because of that.
You passed out and you recovered.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
As Jody recovered, there were more clouds on the horizon.
Everyone thinks that it's definitely some poisoning. I just had really bad chills, and I think I had a fever last night. And then obviously I have blisters all over, so.
Okay.
We'll see.
we're not supposed to burn. We're not supposed to be in the sun. We're not supposed to have tan lines, but it's difficult down here. So yeah. if you slip for 1 second and you don't stay hydrated, you're going down. And it happened last year, and it happened this year.
It's gonna happen every year.
Tuesday afternoon, the team arrived at the shoot of one of the newest members of the squad, but with one of the most familiar names.
My dad is Doug Flutie. He's a former Patriot NFL quarterback. It's just cool to think I get to be on the field and perform just like he was on the field and gets to perform. And it is definitely something I will always remember, and I know he will as well.
Beautiful.
But Alexa is just one of a few girls walking in their parents' footsteps.
Amazing.
My father also played for the New England Patriots, Andre Tippett, and I totally understand what she is saying, how it's very cool that we both get to be on the field, the same field that our fathers once played on.
My mom is a cheerleader, so I grew up loving the Patriots, only knowing the Patriots, and wanting to be a Patriot.
She wanted to be the quarterback, actually.
Well, I actually cheered with Athena's mother when I was on the squad, and I cheered for Asia's dad, Andre, and I can just imagine how proud the parents are to have the cheerleaders kind of continuing the legacy.
I really, truly love being part of the Patriots organization. And I welcome you to it, and you're going to have a great time.
As their second day in Aruba came to an end, the girls were going from merely being friends to becoming a family. Coming up, we meet the goofy uncles on the cheerleader family tree.
I'm Schlimp. This is Curly.
And start practicing for Friday's big show.
We practiced in 90-degree weather today.
As the Patriots girls' week in Aruba continues.